This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. You can call in and talk about anything, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Whatever is on your mind goes. Political, personal, join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people interacting and thousands of posts, over 35,000 posts for you to surf around through at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Coming up later on this hour, we will tell you about how cows and advertising actually do mix. But right now, let's go to Bill in South Dakota. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hey, hi. I just thought I'd see, call it in and see if I could, you know, assist in maybe inducing a fist fight right there on the air.
Yeah. Torgo was very upset last hour.
No, that's okay. We kissed and made up.
Yeah.
It was
gross. Well, again, I'm going to see if I can get you to, you know, to really go at it. The whole argument here seems to sort of, to me, devolve down to this notion that, you know, a policeman doesn't really have any choice. He's got to, you know, enforce the laws that are out there. And the fact is that police have a lot of leeway in terms of what they can choose to enforce or not. And
that's true.
You know, just to leave off the whole notion of, you know, drugs, because that's real sensitive. I myself was lucky enough to be somebody one time when I got stopped for, absolutely, the cop had me dead to rights. I'd run a red light inadvertently, could have caused an accident, he stopped me. But as it happens, I knew the officer, he was on his way somewhere else, and he said, oh, well, you know, just don't do it again, bye.
Right.
And let me go. And I know a lot of policemen, you know, particularly with regards to drug laws, their general personal policy is, look, you know, just don't do it in front of me so I have to arrest you.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's just generally how it kind of works. So, I mean, you know, to say that, no, they've got to always enforce whatever law they've got, well, that's just not true. They can choose whether to enforce it or not based on what, you know, the circumstances.
Yeah, they could choose whether or not to enforce it based on whether or not they want to fill out paperwork that day.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not a trivial thing these days either.
So. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'd say that in this particular circumstance where they have a SWAT team called out, I mean, there must have been some, you know, the snitch went up the line and then the orders came down the line, and, you know, if you happen to be one of the guys that that's on the SWAT team and therefore wants promotion, because most of these guys
they're hot dogs.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the ones that get promotions.
Right.
A friend of mine used to work for the Department of Corrections, and if you wanted, you had to pretty much volunteer for this. This riot squad or whatever.
Right.
If you wanted to see sergeant stripes.
Oh, and actually, that kind of lines up, man, which with what former police officer Al from Texas has called in a few times. He's told us that it tends to be, I'm sure it's not this way in every police agency, but from his experience, it tends to be that the dumbest, most mean cops are the ones that get promoted. Because of things like that. Because they're the ones that are out to get those ranks versus the ones that are just out there to keep people safe, I guess. Go ahead.
I think that's, you know, that's true to some extent. I always vacillate myself. This is an interesting issue for me because I always vacillate myself on, you know, to what extent do I consider the average cop an enemy? You know, mm-hmm. Because there are so many laws out there that, you know, are absolutely antithetical to the concept of individual liberty, and there are so many cops out there who, just by virtue of being in the force, wanting to move up, are going to enforce those laws.
Right. How do you feel? Well, how do you feel, Bill, when you're driving around and a cop pulls behind you? Not necessarily he's got his lights on, but he's just kind of following behind you. How do you feel?
Oh, well, nervous, of course.
Right. Now, if
there isn't a human being out there who, when they see a cop, doesn't go, uh-oh, am I doing something that'll get me picked up?
Right. Well, actually, I don't do that. I look behind me, and I see that it's a cop behind me, and I continue on my way.
Ah, so you are the one person.
I'm not the one person. I know other people who are like that,
too. Yeah, you've got to admit, you're at least more careful. Something about your being changes when you see a cop back there. You're more careful.
Usually, I slow down.
Same here.
I'm from South Dakota, man. You know, the speed limit is more a speed suggestion around here. So as long as you're out on, you know, on the, alone on the highway or something, you know.
I would, you know what I would like? I really want to get the cops back to a point to where they actually have some respect amongst people. I mean, beyond Torgo, and to where they, you know, to where they pull behind you and you feel protected, you feel safe, as opposed to feeling nervous or feeling like you're going to get pulled over on some sort of technicality and get messed with and get harassed by, you know, harassed by somebody.
Well, again, the problem is there are so many laws.
Right.
And no human being, really, not even an attorney, can know all of the laws now.
You're right. It's impossible.
The average person can't sit there and go, okay, you know, what may I be doing that's wrong that
not
I don't
even the cops
even know
all the laws.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What could I be doing wrong that I don't know about right now?
So I think that there are definite things that could be done with the world of policing to make police friendlier, to make police more trustworthy, to make people feel comfortable with the cops. Because even though Torgo does and Torgo knows people that do, most of the people I know don't feel comfortable with the police at all. And these are people who aren't doing anything wrong. And
right.
So I think if we ended the war on drugs, that would be a big, big step towards restoring police to actually being protectors rather than being dangerous thugs on the street.
Huge, huge step. Absolutely a giant step.
Bill, do you have any final thoughts for us?
Well, I'm just, you know, unfortunate that I'm not hearing any bones breaking or anything like that happening now. I was really hoping for that. But, yeah, maybe another time.
I got my money on Torgo.
Thanks for the call.
He's going to outweigh Ian like 3-1.
Yeah, I got momentum on my side, man. Yeah. Let it just be a fine, greasy mark where Ian used to be.
Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. I don't know if I like our listeners trying to call in and stir up a fight.
You know, and from the positioning here, because, you know, Torgo's such a large man, we keep him close to the door, so part of him hangs out. Ian is stuck in here right next to the monitor, you know,
right.
And he's in the crook of the L-shaped desk we've got. You're really in a, you're strategically
yeah,
in a very bad position.
I'm a goner.
Yeah.
I crossed Torgo too many times. Let's go to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Here we go.
Hello.
God.
In packs. Large men run in packs. So.
What's that? Large men run in packs. That's awesome.
So what's my mind?
It's the fat guy crew.
I decided I needed to call in just to, you know, clarify and make sure that it was known that, yeah, not everyone freaks out when there's a cop around them. You know,
I didn't say freak out. I just said
feel
nervous.
Or nervous or shifty or
I didn't say act nervous. I didn't say act nervous.
Or feel nervous even.
Okay.
You don't even have to feel nervous. Not every cop is going to shoot you in the head unless you do something stupid, really stupid.
Exactly. If I'm out driving and obeying the traffic laws to the best of my knowledge, I have no reason to be nervous because a cop has pulled up behind me. He's just driving. That's not a big deal.
All right. Is that it, Johnson?
Wave to him.
I mean, what I was going to say is, you know, generally in this country, okay, you know, people think, the way people generally think is, you know, you brought up the story earlier, the guy who got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Now, the cops, obviously, they raided his house. Now, whether or not he went for a gun or not is, you know, for most people, the issue there. But I think for some people, they would also think, you know, they wouldn't be at his house in the first place if he wasn't involved in drugs.
They wouldn't be at the house in the first place if there was no war on drugs either.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. But the general thing is that a lot of people would just think, well, he was breaking the law in the first place.
Well, a lot of people are ignorant.
It doesn't change the fact, though, you know, that
each of them has
a general viewpoint. You know, that's the general viewpoint. If you're doing something illegal,
although I swear, every time we talk about the war on drugs, I always ask for somebody that supports the war on drugs, and we never get any calls on that. I mean, please, if there's somebody listening right now that supports the war on drugs, that thinks that this cop, this SWAT team should have been raiding this guy's house at 6 in the morning, call in. We always ask for those kinds of calls, and nobody ever does it. I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't mean they're not out there. I'm just saying it means they're all cowards. Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. This is your show. I'm dead serious. We will give you the entire next segment to explain, I mean, if you're a good caller, to explain why it is that you support the war on drugs. Why it is that you support no-knock raids. Please, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And by the way, thanks to everybody so far this month who has gone to vote for Free Talk Live, the hundreds of you that have gone to podcastalley.com and voted for Free Talk Live, because thanks to you, we're number one. And we have been number one all month long. I think this is probably, we've hit number one pretty much every month in the past three or four months, but we've not never been number one for this long. Like, we've been there for 5 days, 6 days.
I think we've, in May, we did a good run
back in May, but I think
I left on my honeymoon on May the 11th.
Right.
And we were number one then, and we were number one for a period of time while I was gone, and then when I came back, we weren't.
So thank you to everybody who's gone to vote.freetalklive.com. If you have not yet done so this month, you can still do it, vote.freetalklive.com, and we do appreciate it because being number one helps us get more listeners. More listeners means more people hearing about the message of freedom and liberty, and that could only be a good thing for the world.
You know, and that's actually true, that it does help us get more listeners, because we've been number one all month,
yes,
since the start of the month, and we're already at 3 times our normal amount of traffic this month.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
On the website?
Yeah.
So says the computer guy.
Alrighty, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Your show, let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo in Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys. When have you seen on the 6 o'clock news when you've got a death from alcohol or cigarettes, and when have you seen a 6 o'clock news feed of death from marijuana?
Well, you don't normally see, I think, news about any of those three.
Okay.
But you'd be more likely to see news about alcohol, you know, an alcohol-related death. Maybe if somebody killed his family or there's a DUI accident, yeah, I could see some news reporting on that.
So I would say we have to revise the laws to change everything so that we can, breathe free again.
What do you mean?
Well, marijuana is not a drug that actually creates problems.
Now, I'd say the biggest problem it is as a gateway drug, and that's simply because it's illegal.
Yeah, the only reason it's a gateway drug is because it's connected, because of its illegality, because it's the black market that's taking care of it. It's connected to all the other drugs because, I mean, one drug dealer, it's very rare that you'll find a drug dealer that just deals in one product. I mean, if they deal with marijuana, there's a good chance they also deal with something else, whether it be cocaine or ecstasy, et cetera.
Pills. Well, the same holds true of any kind of store, really.
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying to serve their clients.
What you're saying is it's a stepping stone drug for other problems.
But that's only because it's illegal. If it wasn't illegal, then you'd just go and buy it at Kmart or Walmart or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like people go and they buy, you know, cigarettes or they buy their, you know, the loose tobacco to roll their own, for instance.
Right. It's true. Okay. I understand.
So you're with us then, Harry. You think that we should end this crazy war on drugs?
No, I think the way exactly the way you guys do. Matter of fact, you guys are in my cool book.
Hey, now that makes me feel good. We're in a cool book. We need to get in more people's cool books.
Okay.
We need to have a cool book push on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Harry. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Do you have a cool book, Manwich?
Well, not a physical one.
You just don't qualify then. You're not cool enough to have a cool... I mean, if you don't have a cool book...
An actual book.
You know why I don't have one?
Why?
Because I am too cool for words.
Ooh, that's good. Nice. Let's go to Jamie Told You So. Ooh, no, let's not, because he's gone.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, he can't take it.
No, wrestling came on. He had to go.
Wait, it's Friday. There's no wrestling on Friday.
Sure he can find
it was probably
somewhere.
The greased pig competition.
I see. I watch the wrestling.
Local affiliate, because he doesn't have cable. He's just got the rabbit ears.
Tell me about the cows. Torgo?
Tell you about the cows?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
cows are being used now to advertise?
Yes. One of my favorite companies in the world, GoldenPalace.com.
Okay.
It's a
gambling place, right?
Yeah, it's an online casino website.
Can we do this one without mentioning their name over and over again? Because the last time we did it, we gave them so many free plugs.
All right.
And they're not buying airtime on Free Talk.
Not yet. Unless they win the
auction.
They
can afford it.
Golden Palace isn't buying airtime?
No. GP, that gambling site.
So the online casino site here, this is actually a local story from in our hometown.
Right. Here in Tampa Bay.
That's right. Well, apparently, you're driving down the local interstate, I-75. There's a bunch of people in this area driving down there. You might see off to the side a pasture full of cows, 100 cows or so.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yep. Some of them painted purple.
Whoa.
Completely. Entirely. No advertising on them, no writing on them, just painted purple. Why? Because you're going to look at a purple cow, and then you'll see in the rest of the field are just regular cows with this website address painted all over their sides.
Right.
So this is their new advertising ploy.
What kind of paint do you think they use on cows?
I don't know. Latex house paint?
You better have latex cow paint or...
Now, doesn't it say that PETA is behind this?
PETA is behind this 100%. And... in order to keep
not
PETA.
They don't have any, to my mind, I don't really care. They're not an expert opinion on how to treat animals.
But, no, not at all.
It's interesting that PETA's behind
it. Well, I think it's interesting because from what I understood about PETA is they are totally against using animals for any sort of commercial purposes.
Well, they keep them outdoors. They keep the cows outdoors. It's not like your pet.
They don't think that this is unethical treatment.
Interesting.
Plus, they're getting something out of it.
Oh.
The casino site has also on several of these cows painted the URL for goveg.com.
I see.
Which is a PETA, you know, stay away from meat website.
Uh-huh.
So, in order to get PETA on their side, they're like, well, we'll put GoVeg on some of these cows so that way they can get national press saying, and PETA's behind their newest advertising effort. So that way they can get people like Pamela Anderson on their side or whatever.
That's
you know,
pretty brilliant.
It's great. I love this company. This is why I love them.
Yeah, their marketing division, they definitely know what they're doing.
And, you know, a couple of months ago, I brought something in with all of these things. They've bought all kinds of stuff, like the grilled cheese sandwich with the Virgin Mary in it.
Right.
And, you know, they've paid to have people tattoo, like permanent tattoos on their foreheads.
Right. This is what they're known for. They're known for doing outrageous, outlandish promotional stunts.
I'll tell you, when Jesus comes back, he's going to be having a Golden Palace t-shirt on.
That would be great. but I really wanted to cover this because this is in our hometown. And the thing that I wanted to mention, just because now I feel kind of halfway special, is the guy who was responsible for the auction for this whole thing being put on eBay in the first place,
mm-hmm.
who sold it to the casino site, was actually my old boss, someone I used to work for several years ago.
It's a small world.
Yeah, exactly. I was reading this, and the guy's name is Bruce Zalkin, and my best friend still works for him. So
there you go.
I don't know. I was just happy. I was reading this.
Is he a farmer?
Like, no, he owns a collectibles company.
I see. And just what, collects cows?
Yeah. No, he, I guess he knows this farmer or whatever.
He hooked it up. He hooked up the deal.
He had read about all this company's, you know, advertising efforts in the past. He is the greatest internet idea man I've ever met.
Here's your assignment, Torgo. Call Bruce. Tell him about our auction.
Okay.
And ask him who we can get in touch with over there at that casino website.
All right, I'll do it.
They're very effective. I mean, our marketing's very effective. If you asked me to name an online casino, they would be the ones that I would name. Okay. I don't know any other ones.
Me
I know either. There's a bunch of them, but I don't know of them.
I'm telling you, if we stay up in the rankings again for a while and we add more affiliates, I'm going to put my auction back online.
What was your auction?
I'm going to auction my stage name.
Again?
Yeah. Yep, I closed the auction before because I'm like, no, it's too early.
Right when I'm getting attached to Torgo.
Well, you know.
Change it on us again.
Unless someone decides that they like Torgo enough to pay to keep it.
1-800-259-9231. More on the way. Larkin Rose has been convicted. Who is he? Well, he's a tax freedom advocate. And what happened? We'll talk about it coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's dark outside. The sun's on its evening sabbatical, so street lamps and headlights brighten the night. Get the picture? Not through that windshield. When I come back, I'll enlighten you. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Accidents happen four times more often under inky skies. So prepare that window to the world, your windshield, for night driving. Defog with a felt chalkboard eraser, faster than defrosters. Rub out scratches with jeweler's rouge, a cheap trick if the scrapes aren't too deep. Clean glass with a foam product and crumpled newspaper. Less mess than liquid and cheaper than paper towels. Looking through rose-colored glasses may be poetic, but behind the wheel, the best real-life view is through a clear windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, the Friday Night Edition. You can take control of the phones and bring up whatever you want. You can also email us at FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but it could happen. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates list. You can sign up at updates.freetalklive.com, and then we'll send you email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I guarantee you there's an update going out this weekend, because we're going to be adding some new Shriners to the website at freetalklive.com.
I want to make an announcement on the updates list this weekend.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it's going to be?
Maybe.
Hint?
I can give you a hint. There's going to be some changes to the way the, to the whole online presence of Free Talk Live.
Hmm. Yeah. That sounds intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Did we just change the online presence?
Not changes in the way it
looks.
Not
visibly.
Not visible changes.
I don't even know if it's worth announcing, but I suppose it's.
I think it is.
Okay. Right.
Just because I like computers.
You'll only know if you're signed up to the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. So I mentioned that Larkin Rose was convicted today. He was convicted by a jury of his so-called peers in a trial involving five counts of various different tax-related things. And I'm not sure exactly what the counts were. But actually, I've got audio from Michael Badnarik, who was actually on hand for this.
Hmm.
And these are Michael Badnarik's comments from right after when Larkin Rose was convicted today. So I just wanted to share these with you.
This is Michael Badnarik at Larkin Rose's trial. The jury was out and deliberating for about 90 minutes. We were told at 1 o'clock local time that the jury had reached a verdict. And when the jury came in, the jury foreman read the verdict, and Larkin Rose was found guilty on all five counts. The jury was polled, and each juror was individually asked, is this your verdict? All 12 jurors indicated that yes, it was their verdict, and then the jury was thanked and allowed to leave. They were allowed to go out a back elevator and out down to the ground floor without hassle. The judge indicated that Larkin Rose has now lost his presumption of innocence. He has been found guilty by a jury of his peers, and the judge indicated that he was very concerned that Larkin Rose is a flight risk. Because of that concern, Larkin Rose is going to be limited to house arrest. He's going to have to wear an ankle bracelet, and he's going to have to remain at home except for medical emergencies. And the sentencing date was sometime in November. I believe it was November 15th, but I don't recall precisely. Larkin Rose was strongly urged to obtain the services of a lawyer. He's going to have a parole officer, and the judge indicated that if Larkin Rose agrees to file taxes for those 5 years and makes arrangements with the IRS to make the payments, that the judge will take that into consideration in the sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, Larkin Rose refuses to file taxes and refuses to pay, the judge indicated that he would also take that into consideration.
So right now, you've got Larkin Rose, who's a tax freedom advocate. He's somebody who has publicly been asking the government to prosecute him
mm-hmm.
for a number of years. And they finally did. And he apparently owes, so-called, according to the government, owes them for taxes for 5 years or so.
Now, I've never heard of anybody getting convicted that didn't lie on their taxes, you know? I've never heard of anybody going to prison that didn't lie on their taxes.
Right.
Now, he hasn't done that. He just hasn't paid.
Right.
I don't owe you people.
Now,
and here's why.
His claim is due to the Section 861. He claims he's following the law. He claims he's read the law, he understands the law, and he's following the law, and that the law says that people that live in this country, doing business in this country, don't have to file taxes. And my question is, well, obviously the big question is, what's he going to do? Is he going to capitulate and go ahead and pay the taxes? Or is he going to hold out and get the worst possible
sentence?
Well,
he asked for a trial. He got a trial.
Right.
A jury convicted him. I don't see why he wouldn't pay the taxes, personally.
Well, we'll find out. We haven't actually heard anything directly from Larkin mm-hmm. in regards to his intentions yet. His wife is going to be tried next, so there's still some stuff going on here. And here's mm-hmm. the remainder from Michael Bednarik.
At that point, the prosecution had no further words. Larkin Rose was very quiet. Emotional about it. Larkin and Tessa were hugging, and the audience was very, very quiet. As we've moved out into the hall, there were several people crying in the hallway. A lot of people very concerned about the state of liberty in the United States and concerned about, you know, how asleep people of the United States currently are.
Yeah, I'm concerned as well. I think that everybody on this show is concerned with this country and the direction we're going in. And obviously, again, we haven't heard from Larkin directly. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say in regards to the response of the jury. I wonder if anybody's going to actually talk to the jury after the fact and, you know, find out what they were thinking when they were in there deliberating over this. Because people are just clueless. I mean, these jury members are just your average Americans who are clueless, and they assume that because you're born here means that you have to pay taxes to this corrupt government of ours. And they assume wrong. And they assume that these people have authority over them, and they assume wrong. And I think that's might be somewhere where Larkin Rose might have gone, I guess, wrong on this one. I think he's trying to make himself appear as though he's a law-abiding citizen, in that he's really read the law. He's really gone in there, done his digging, which most people don't ever do.
Mm-hmm.
They just follow orders, and they just go ahead and file their taxes because they think they're supposed to. Well, he actually did read the law. He actually did cite the law, and he thought that the law would protect him. But it doesn't. The law only protects the law, really, because they'll just change the law or they'll interpret the law in a certain way
right.
to make you pay them. I mean, if you are agreeing to be subject to rule of law, then therefore you're subject to the whims of the judge in the courtroom. You're subject to the whim of the lawyers who wrote these laws originally and who will rewrite them. And again, even though it says clearly that you don't have to pay these taxes, according to Larkin Rose, obviously, it doesn't matter when it comes to the courtroom.
I'm just stunned by the whole thing. I was really expecting them never to take him to trial, and I was expecting him to win because,
right.
you know, I'd seen so much of the stuff that, you know, had been put out about it. I'm surprised.
I wonder what would have happened to him. I mean, again, I wonder what would have happened to him if he would have taken, for instance, the Adventures in Legal Land approach and actually question the law itself. Because this is a country, well, if you look at our founding documents, that says that it was a government by the people, right? For the people. We created this government. There's no doubt about that. The government wasn't here first. People came here and then created the government to get away from British rule. And so therefore, what if we just stop consenting to all of this? What if I never signed the Constitution? Did I sign a social contract? If I signed something when I was a kid, I certainly don't remember it.
Juries have no problem enacting violence on people who are
clearly
not, you know, deciding to play by their rules. Juries are, you know, the last vestige of the government in this country, and they can be very brutal.
Yeah, well, they're also brainwashed as well, and the judges lie to the juries. The judges claim they have to judge on the facts of the case. When that's not true, you can actually judge the law. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, and it's all free. It's all on the house, so join us. And check out the live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show. We've got a dial-up version as well. Of course, totally free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we've still got plenty of time for your calls at 800-259-9231. This is the Friday Night Edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torco.
And Manwich.
So if you have comments on anything we've talked about tonight, if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you want to comment on the Larkin Rose trial, which he was just found guilty on 5 different counts today. So we're going to be following that case as it goes on here because I think he's not going to be sentenced until November. So he's going to be sitting on house arrest until then. And, of course, his wife's trial, I think pretty much on the same charges, but I'm not positive. His wife, who was also allegedly dodging the income tax, she'll be tried next. And so we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there as well. In the meantime, Manwich, you've got a letter.
Yeah, I do. It's a letter to the editor of the Vermont Valley News. And I thought it was a very strong letter, poignant. And I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Many letters have been sent to the Valley News concerning the homosexual menace in Vermont. I am the mother of a gay son, and I've taken enough from you good people. I'm tired of your foolish rhetoric about the homosexual agenda and your allegations that accepting homosexuality is the same thing as advocating sex with children.
Animals. That's another one.
I would have loved to have read these original letters that she's referring to. Crazy.
You are cruel and arrogant. You have been robbing me of the joys of motherhood ever since my children were tiny.
Mm.
My firstborn son started suffering at the hands of the moral little thugs from your moral upright families from the time he was in first grade.
Aww.
He was physically and verbally abused from the first grade straight through high school because he was gay, because he was perceived to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
He never professed to be gay or had any association with anything gay, but he had the misfortune not to walk or have gestures like the other boys. He was called fag incessantly, starting when he was six.
Gosh.
In high school, while your children were doing what kids that age should be doing, mine labored over a suicide note, drafting and redrafting it, and to be sure his family knew how much he loved them. My sobbing 17-year-old tore the heart out of me as he choked out that he just couldn't bear to continue living any longer, that he didn't want to be gay, and that he couldn't face life without dignity.
Oh, no.
You have the audacity to talk about protecting families and children from the homosexual menace, while you yourselves tear apart families and drive children to despair. I don't know why my son is gay. I don't know. I do know that God didn't put him and millions like him on this earth to give you someone to abuse. God gave you brains so that you could think, and it's about time you started doing that. At the core of all your misguided beliefs is the belief that this could never happen to you, that there is some kind of subculture out there that people have to choose to join. The fact is that if it can happen to my family, it can happen to yours, and you won't get to choose. Whether it's genetic or whether it's something occurs during a critical time of fetal development, I don't know. I can only tell you with absolute certainty that it's inborn. If you want to tout your own morality, you best come up with something more substantive than your heterosexuality.
Substantive,
thank you. Than your heterosexuality. You did nothing to earn it. It was just given to you. If you disagree, I would be interested in hearing your story because my own heterosexuality was a blessing I received with no effort whatsoever on my part. It is woven into the very soul of me, and nothing could ever change it. For those of you who reduce sexual orientation to a simple choice, a character issue, a bad habit, or something that can be changed by a 10-step program, this just shows what a good woman she is. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know it's a 12-step program. Are you saying that your own sexual orientation is nothing more than something you have chosen that you could change at will? If that's not the case, then why would you suggest someone else can? A popular theme in your letters is that Vermont has been infiltrated by outsiders. Both sides of my family lived in Vermont.
From Planet Gay!
Both sides of my family lived in Vermont for generations. I am heart and soul a Vermonter. So wow. I thank you to stop saying that you're speaking for true Vermonters. You invoke the memory of the brave people who fought in the battlefield for this great country, saying that they didn't give their lives so that the homosexual agenda could tear apart the principles they died defending.
Disgusting.
My 83-year-old father fought in some of the most horrific battles of World War II, was wounded and awarded the Purple Heart. He shakes his head in sadness at the life his grandson had to live. He has fought alongside heterosexuals in those battles that they did, and they did their part and bothered no one. One of his best friends in the service was gay, and he never knew it until the end. And when he did find out, it didn't matter at all. That was the measure of a man. You religious folk just can't bear the thought that my son emerges from the hell that was his childhood. He might like to have a lifelong companion and have a measure of happiness. It offends your sensibilities that he should request the right to visit that companion in the hospital, to make medical decisions for him, or to benefit from tax laws governing inheritance. How dare he, you say. These outrageous requests would threaten the very existence of your family, would undermine the sanctity of marriage. You use religion to abdicate your responsibility to be thinking human beings.
You know, I'm sorry I have to interrupt you. I've never understood that it would undermine the sanctity of marriage. Well, sorry, honey, them two gay guys got married. I can't love you as much as I used
right.
to.
You know, yeah, marriage has been undermined for a long, long time, and it was government that did it.
I don't see the sanctity of marriage, quite honestly. I mean, it's an agreement between two people.
Is there more? I'm sorry, is there more?
There is.
Is there a lot more?
No, it's very short.
Okay.
You use religion to advocate your responsibility to be thinking human beings. There are vast numbers of religious people who find your attitudes repugnant. God is not for the privileged majority, and God knows my son has committed no sin. The deep-thinking author of that letter... Oh, excuse me. A little extra there. And that was the end of the letter.
Wow. I got to say that, you know, I couldn't interrupt that because she said it so well.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
59-9231. You take control of the airwaves, although only moments remain, and I'm not really sure if we're going to be able to fit you in. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
That's because we already have somebody hanging on. We're going to get to him in a moment. Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com, all kinds of good stuff there. It's all free. The Bulletin Board System, archives, live streaming, much, much more on the house.
Good God, man, snort more coke. That was great. I've never heard you speak so fast. This is good.
You just haven't been listening recently, then. We're just trying to fit it all in here because this last segment is a shorty. So join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program, advertise, market, and promote. Man, what does the AMP program allow listeners to do?
Well, it allows them to basically purchase time that we'll talk over. That's why they're listening to the show, so that we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
And all we ask for, $3 a month.
And it's not a requirement. If you can't afford $3 a month, don't worry about it, because we got you covered. You'll still be able to take advantage of all the great free stuff at freetalklive.com. If you can afford $3 a month, you can give up a cup of coffee and instead contribute it to Free Talk Live. It will go so far, because we take that $3, we turn it around into advertising for the show. So not only do you get to actually buy out the commercial breaks, but you would actually get to promote the show amongst other radio stations, promote it to other, you know, internet sites, and get more people listening, which is the most important thing. We spread the message of freedom and liberty, and your $3 a month allows us to do that. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com.
It's just that second cup of Starbucks one day.
Exactly, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Daniel in Alabama. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo, Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'll be quick, because I know we don't have much time.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, before your board op picked up, I guess I was listening to something else on GCN, but it was like Bible Talk.
Yeah, there's another show on simultaneously. Our network has two different feeds, so that's what you're listening to.
That's who called in.
Jay told you so.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyhow, last night at the end of the second hour, you had this guy that called in that was really giving you guys a hard time. He was apparently a socialist.
Yeah, Jason the communist. He calls in from time to time.
Yeah, Jason the communist. The first thing where
he doesn't give us a hard time. We give him a hard time, but go ahead.
Right on. So the first error he makes is calling John Stuart Mill a libertarian. The only thing that John Stuart Mill had in common with libertarians is he was one of the first philosophers to espouse natural rights theory, that we have individual rights.
Okay.
But he was a utilitarian, which means that he believes in the greatest good for the greatest number.
Uh-huh.
Now, no one gets to say who decides what the greatest good is, but, you know, to a
the greatest number.
Right. To a utilitarian, if it's good for 90% and 10% gets sent to death camp, then so be it.
Right.
So that's all I got.
Fair enough, man.
Did you ever get him to admit it?
Admit that he supports force and violence?
Yeah.
No, he will never admit that. He will deny it to the hilt, and even if we ask him the most fair questions that would easily be answered, he will just dodge the question, and he'll accuse us of being logically incorrect.
Now, the other example he cited was some commune.
Right.
Were the people in the commune keeping others there against their will and making them take part in their lack of property rights?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
Yeah, because most communes are voluntary, unless there's some kind of...
And that's the way it should be. But there's no nailing down a communist like Jason, because if he were to answer one of those questions, it would reveal him for what he is, and that is a common thug that wants to tell everybody else what to do. Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. We're going to be back tomorrow night for the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And, of course, we'll be here live, so join us then, and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.